This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gerard Mayo yesterday after the game. Just a debacle of a loss for the Patriots. Non-competitive.
Man.
As bad as it's been in a month plus. You got players laughing in the locker room after the fact. Mayo saying there's nothing he can do once the players get out there between the white lines.
His job is done.
I mean, it's just that's what's going to get him fired, Keith. If he gets fired, and you guys can weigh in on that all day long here on a Patriots Monday, 617-779-7937. You said this earlier, and I agree 1,000%. It's not that they're 3-9. What's going to get him fired is that they look incompetent. They don't know what they're doing. The Marcus Jones story didn't help last week. By the way, not one snap on offense in this game.
No. They went the other way with it. They're like, oh, see, this, of course, we were only going to sprinkle it in, so he didn't need to know.
So, like, that didn't help?
No, that's insane. The communication thing, too. Like, they preach this communication.
Collaboration.
Knocking down silos.
Breaking down silos, right. Keith. And then you get
didn't even know.
People being like, well, it's not my job to tell. DeMarcus Covington told us on Friday.
No, his job.
I'm not the guy to talk to. Talk to somebody else.
Well, he's got his hands full on having a terrible defense.
Absolutely had his hands full yesterday.
Like their defense blows.
So they're not going to fire Mayo maybe at all this year, but certainly not in season. Would they fire Covington in season?
I don't think so. I don't think they'd fire any first-year guy. I don't think they would. Teams have. I don't think at this point with five games to go, I'd be surprised. I mean, I guess you can't really rule out anything. I think they're going to have a long reassessment in the offseason.
I would hope.
Where hopefully anything is up for grabs.
I would hope. So how did that impact Mayo's job security? Let's get to that with your phone calls here on Jones and Keefe. Again, a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Christian Gonzalez. We'll talk to Hunter Henry. We have what happened. Coming up less than an hour from now, we'll take you around the NFL with all your Patriots phone calls. Dan is in Haverhill. Good morning, Dan.
Dan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. I was just in regards to Mayo and his coaching, the field product. By halftime, I was outside reading leaves. I'm sure a lot of people in the living room were doing that. If you're looking for a fan base as this sport's growing internationally and as kids are getting into the sport and you want people to be Patriots fans, at what point do you cut the cord on Mayo? And I think, honestly, if it's not happening in the season with Kraft, it's not going to happen in the off season. Everyone knew, NFL Network, the whole media knew that he was kind of a hand-picked coach by Kraft, and I think he wants to maintain that, whether it be illusion or not, that he's kind of in charge of the decision-making there ultimately.
Yeah, so Dan, I mean, he came out before the – we were talking about the Rodgers game earlier this show. He came out before that game on Amazon and was bragging about how 5 years ago he knew Mayo was the guy and on the trip to Israel, and that was when he wanted to bring him in. And we know he had in writing a year ahead of time, perhaps longer than that, that he was going to be the coach to take over for Bill Belichick. So that is all about Kraft. I think, Keith, there's a shift from you on Mayo with the team. Maybe I'm incorrect. You've said before, you're fine moving on from Mayo. I'm fine moving on from Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the team will realistically look at it this offseason? Has it gotten that bad, or is this just still you talking, not what you think the team will do?
So I think Robert Kraft has to look at it. I think he really does. Now, there's a couple things. One, you know, do you want to be the team, just in general, that fires your coach after 1 year? He was very proud about how he has only hired three coaches in his time, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I own the team for a long time, only had three coaches. Like, well, the guy you just fired was here for over 20. So, like, he kind of took all, like, you hired Pete Carroll, he's here for 3 years, then he was gone. Made the team worse each year. And then you got Bill Belichick, who was great for 20 years, or give or take 20 years. And now you have this guy who you love, and you compare him to choosing a wife. So I think that is such a strong bond. I probably still wouldn't bet on him being fired after 1 year. I think that Robert Kraft having to go back on so many things that he has said. However,
you have to worry about damaging the brand. Like, I think the caller's right about that, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You don't want to look panicky, and you want to be the patient owner and all these things, and that's fine. But now you're staring down the barrel of damaging your brand, and bringing back Mayo has the potential to do that. That's why I think...
Do you think...
I think he's going to look at it this offseason. Yeah. It would not shock me at all if Mayo's fired.
Do you think him not making the Hall of Fame has any impact on this decision? Like, positive, negative, or no? I wonder if he's just like...
If he was going into the Hall of Fame, would that make him, oh, I'm this magnanimous guy, and I'm patient, and I take my time.
Or
and
now maybe just like less of a push to get your team super relevant
again.
I see.
Good point. Yeah, maybe if
you
anything...
Know, I wonder if he's like, man, if I can somehow...
If I had to pick one or the other, I don't know how much of a difference it makes, but if I have to pick one or the other, I'd say it makes him more likely to make a rash decision. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I think just the way it's obviously very important to him and missed it once again. And, oh, by the way, his team might be picking in the top three again. And so would you rather be on primetime all the time and showing you? And every time they show the owner's box for 20 years, it was usually celebrating another conference championship, Super Bowl victory, whatever. Now every time they show him and Jonathan in the box, it's, oh, you're down 21-0. Oh, you're down 28-0. Oh, your team just turned it over. Oh, another penalty. Like, you're overseeing this, like, horrible operation right now. So I think the need to see it turn around, I think, is probably heightened.
Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? I wouldn't see Mayo getting fired anytime soon. I mean, that's why he's up in Bob Kraft's office last year instead of at coaches' meetings. But if he wanted to make a calendar, Keith, I would put this number one. When asked about Drake May or something, he actually said – Well, if we won yesterday's game, the whole narrative would change. If you won yesterday's game, like you played in the NFL
so
as a successful player.
They're super close.
If I hit Mega Millions tomorrow, my narrative changes too, which is I'm probably closer than winning that game. Yeah. That's pretty scary.
That is.
The narrative does change. Have they just pulled that one out? Have they won that game, things are different.
Yeah. If they won that game, I would feel better about it. Yeah, I would. The narrative would be very different.
At no point in that game did you feel like they were going to win it. At no point. Well, I mean, maybe a minute and a half in. The Dolphins didn't score in the first quarter. But
you wanted them to go for it on the opening fourth and short,
right? I think the mentality of this team should be aggressive. Be aggressive. Believe in your players. And, oh, by the way, it seems like Alex Van Pelt actually has some decent plays. The two-point conversion.
Nice play.
Pretty slick little play.
Well, the double
great
pass.
Great double pass.
Yeah, the double pass, not so much, Keith.
Oh,
the two-point conversion was a good play.
No, they just had the wrong guy. Not to talk about my athleticism, but I can't not throw it as far as Kendrick Bourne.
That was a
horrible throw.
Wounded duck of
what
a throw.
What was that?
I don't know.
Don't you have
I didn't think Ramondre gave it a great effort, by the
so
way.
So Alex Van Pelt.
Like, bend at the knees a little bit. Like, he just, like, kind of bent over like my grandfather would bend over for that thing.
Alex Van Pelt knew or didn't know that Marcus Jones could play offense, right?
Correct.
Do you think he ran through his wide receivers and were like, hey, have any of you guys thrown? Can any of you guys throw? Because, like, Edelman was an obvious one. Edelman could throw, and he could throw darts.
Bourne has thrown. I thought Bourne has been okay when he's thrown him in the past.
Ugh, that was brutal.
That was a duck.
That was really bad. Maybe they don't have anybody else who can do
it. I feel like Bourne has done it and done well with it. I could be completely off base with that.
All right, let me see if he's thrown. He has thrown one pass in 2021, a 25-yard touchdown.
Oh, 25-yard touchdown.
That was his set. Yeah, I mean, he's got a...
He's got
a perfect quarterback rating.
How open must that guy have been?
Yeah, I don't remember that play, but it was in the 2021 season when things were actually going pretty well. So that's only his second career pass attempt.
Okay. So me saying I remember, like, I couldn't pinpoint that one. I don't remember.
That was a horrible throw. That was like the guy's like, hey, maybe take the glove off. Like, he didn't really seem to have a grip on it. They kind of, like, pushed it. Like, you can zip it over there a little bit more if you want.
Can I tell you, I'm not the biggest Bill Simmons guy, but I have been enjoying Bill Simmons just eviscerating the Patriots every Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So I agree with him on, like, are you going to talk about just how soft the play calling
is? He says, this Pats game is indescribable.
Yeah.
It's like a 2024 greatest hits compilation of all the bad coaching, dumb plays, scared coaching, and inexplicable penalties this year. This team is getting worse. Kraft will do nothing and bring everyone back. No way he pays two coaches.
Yeah.
Is how he finishes that. But, like, Simmons just eviscerating them every Sunday is pretty entertaining.
I think he's spot on, too, about the scared coaching. Like, I would – not every team is the same. So if your team has, you know, is fighting for a playoff spot and it's a scoreless game and you want to play field position, I get it. I'm not – well, who was it? Brandon Staley? Like, I'm not going for it on every single fourth
down.
Yeah.
I mean, Campbell even does that.
But for this team, why not? Fourth and a yard, and you have Drake May. Give him a little confidence. Your defense isn't stopping anybody anyway. Give the Dolphins the ball at the 20, 30, 40, 50. They're probably going to move down the field and score. So I think they should overall go for it a lot more. Now, fourth and 16 or whatever, like, yeah, they're a little bit different. But fourth and ones and twos, overall, they should be going for it.
Worst parts of the game yesterday, you could jump in. That double pass was down there. 617-779-7937. What does that loss do to Jerod Mayo's job security? Bill Simmons thinks there's no chance that Kraft moves on from. They're just going to run it back. Do you agree or disagree? Would that be the right move? Patriots players laughing it off in the locker room, of course. We'll ask Hunter Henry about it. And are Drake May's turnovers becoming a massive problem for the Patriots? He's avoided our wrath to this point. We'll get to Drake May his day next.